Oh, sweet. A lot of people going to pay attention. All right. So I was at a birthday party yesterday and I was playing with some children, as you do at a birthday party. And there was this chair, a really fun chair, like they have in some offices. They spin and they have like five wheels or whatever. And this one was it seemed very new. It rode very nicely. Anyway, I was having a child sit on the chair while I pushed them around. And one of their friends were like, "Oh, you look like a baby. You're just being pushed around like you're in a stroller." And then I was like, okay, you can get off. And this guy who's making fun of you can get on there. And then he was enjoying it and having a great time as well, like the other child was. And the other child decided he was going to retaliate. And I was like, I told him, you know, that's not actually a good idea to do that. You're not treating him how you wanted to be treated. You didn't like it when he said that to you. So you shouldn't do that. Anyway, that probably gives you a little bit of an idea of what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what some people like to call the golden rule. Matthew 7 verse 12, Jesus is speaking in his Sermon on the Mount, and it's towards the end, although I don't know if that's important. "Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." So, yeah. That is something we can all work on. The details, yeah, I didn't give you any names because that's not necessarily important. We all have things like that. Can any of you think of any situations where someone else treated you in a way you didn't like, and then they were put in a similar situation you were, and you decided to retaliate? Probably all of you have experienced that. You might not want to talk about it. It might be embarrassing, but just think about that in your mind. Can any of you? Okay. I was a little bit depending on somebody to speak. Does anybody have any examples? What has somebody done to you that you wanted to do back? And maybe you didn't do it. All right, I'm about to call on someone. No, that's fine. How about not complaining when someone else does something to you? Either they pushed you off the swing, or they said, "Ooh, your shoe color does not match your outfit." And you go home and you're like, "Oh, Mom, Sophie really said something I did not like." That's not very nice, is it? Because nobody likes to be talked bad about or gossiped about. So that's something we can say. Or, "Oh, that snowball Timmy threw at me, ooh, that really hurt." And that is a way that we can, it's kind of like getting back at them without them knowing about it. Anyway, so before you complain or gossip about other people, just think about that. Think about how you wouldn't want them to do that to you. Because everybody makes mistakes, and we don't want people to get all upset over something that might have been a simple accident. How about excluding people? Some people call them cliques or little groups of people. Does anybody like it when your friends decide to run off and you're trying to follow behind them and they won't let you catch up because you're not cool that day or that week or that month? You all know what I'm talking about, I think. Those are called cliques, and they're really, really hurtful. Think about the Good Samaritan when he was walking down the road. Well, let's back up. So this guy was beaten and hurting pretty badly. And the priest and the rabbi and all the rest of them walk by and decide not to help. And then this one guy was like, you know, I'd really like it if I were in that situation and somebody helped me. So that's what he did. Is anybody paying attention? Okay. That's something you can all think about, and it's very practical. So, nod your heads. Yes, Josh. Very good. All right. Now go home.